Two small liberal arts colleges in Vermont will close in a few months. One will stop teaching students at the end of the semester, and one more is on probation. At the heart of each school closing in this state is a troubling financial picture, which is tied to another factor, the school's accreditation. For colleges and universities in New England, that stamp of approval comes from the New England Commission of Higher Education. And to talk more about that commission's role as schools face a number of pressures, I'm joined now by its president, Dr. Barbara Brittingham. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Green Mountain College and Southern Vermont College will close after the semester. The College of St. Joseph in Rutland will stop teaching students. Why, in your view, are so many small colleges in New England struggling right now?
I think the main reason is demographics. There's a book, excellent book by a man named Nathan Grodd called Demographics and the Demand for Higher Education. And it lays out in fairly vivid detail the decline in the number of 18-year-olds, traditional age students in New England. And I think it, in our observation, it is also the case that the farther north you go in New England, the more acute that problem becomes. So particularly institutions that recruit a lot of students directly or almost directly from high school, that provides a stark challenge.
Okay. And how many other colleges in Vermont do you think should be concerned for their future right now?
I think all higher education institutions are concerned for their future. Maybe not the same sort of existential concerns, but this is a time of great change. It's a time when the public has questions about higher education, when people have become acutely aware of the cost of higher education and, in many cases, student debt. So I think every institution, public and private, large and small, is thinking in fairly concerted ways about what is their future.
Given the demographic challenges that you mentioned and the other financial problems that many schools are already facing, but in terms of the standards that you are putting forth for colleges, I mean, does the bar need to be lowered if every college is going to be facing the same problem of demographics?
I think the commission feels that the bar is set at about the right place. In other words, the institution needs to have sufficient financial stability and capacity to offer a quality education to a student. The commission has seen institutions that have been financially fragile, that work on that, that can come back to a more stable situation, but it has clear ways of monitoring that so that if the institution is in danger or if it's had to make cuts to services for students and the academic program where the commission no longer has confidence in its ability to offer that quality program, the commission's obliged to take that action.
Students at Southern Vermont College in Bennington criticized your commission, along with their school's own board, over the decision to close a few months ago. What do you say to students and others who are at a college that is imminently closing, who say that your commission bears some responsibility in that college closing?
Well, first of all, I don't know exactly what they would have the commission have done, so that would be important to know. I will say that it has been abundantly clear to me and I think to the commission that when a college does decide to close for whatever reason, and there have been colleges that have closed without the commission removing accreditation, but when a college closes, that is a very, very painful thing for the entire community.
If you were in the position of heading a small college in Vermont or other rural parts of New England right now, what would you be doing right now to make sure the school had a sustainable future?
I would make sure that I had a governing board that had abundant talent around the table, people who cared about the institution. I'd want good legal advice. I'd want very solid financial advice. I'd want people who are experts in communication, strategic planning. If it were a college that had a very special focused mission in a particular area, I'd want expertise about that. In other words, I'd want a group of people around the table who brought talent that the college would need and who would make the commitment of their time and talent, and hopefully in some cases at least their treasure, to help the college be successful.
Dr. Barbara Brittingham is the president of the New England Commission of Higher Education. Dr. Brittingham, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you.